Mondas podcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mondas podcast with me, Ian Todd. Thanks very much for the retweets and the interactions on whatnot on Twitter. My handle is at IanTodd82. So episode 86 is going to be basically talking about having a new companion. So we've got a new companion. What more can you say? We've got a new companion called Bill, played by Pearl Mackey. Must admit, it was very, very surreal. I mean, I'm a big football fan, or soccer, as Canadians and Americans and whatnot would say, but it was very weird, you know, watching an FA Cup game and then in the middle of it. I'd heard about it, that was going to happen, but seeing it, just Gary Lineker randomly mentioning that there's a Doctor Who companion and then this 2 minute scene, it was very strange. If you'd told me, like, when I was 12 years old that I'd be watching football and Doctor Who would be in the middle of it, it's very odd. But brilliant, I was happy with it, you know. You know, nice to see some Daleks and that, and, you know, people criticise and it should just stop. You know, all it is it's a nice, good little quick scene introducing a companion. I don't know if she's coming for Christmas. I don't know if it's going to be a Christmas episode or she's going to be just in the series. I'm not sure yet, but I'm sure we'll find that out. But is it canon? Or is it linked to anything? Who knows? You know, I had an initial theory and I've heard it, other people mention it as well. That's just from the 80s. And initially I thought 80s straight away, and I think she's Ace's friend. I think she was in Perivale during Survival, and we just didn't see her. She was just off camera. You know, the woman who was the charity collector. She's probably her friend. And it all links, don't worry. But no, it's just interesting, just rather than having an announcement, because I think it would be a bit strange if I had an announcement for a companion with Zoe Ball presenting and whatnot. I mean, it's hard to judge someone at the end of the day if they're going to be a good companion or not. You just never tell. Seemed interesting. I mean, one day it would be nice to actually have a male companion to be part of the crew. That would be nice. Maybe we'll get someone as well as Pearl Mackey join. It might be a bloke, you know, it'd be interesting. Just, I think it doesn't sound like Capaldi's interested in having a male companion for now, but with the next Doctor, you never know. Just changing it around, you never know, we might get a female Doctor. You just never know these things. But no, so it was nice. It was, again, very strange how it was all announced, but I'm glad that it was seen that it was something that could be announced during football and it would be a ratings thing, you know. It wasn't just like, oh, just mention it somewhere in the newspaper. It's actually big news. It's good that Doctor Who is still big news. But obviously have to wait until Christmas to find out what's going to be happening with the Doctor and whatnot. You know, the scene was all right, you know. It was interesting to see how everyone takes on, because it's not an easy thing, you know, to be a Doctor Who companion. And obviously Moffat's written it, and there's obviously going to be comparisons with other female characters that he's written, and everyone's going to have their criticisms and stuff. It's always interesting to see when people are inquisitive about the Daleks, because you don't just take them at face value. You just think, yeah, I want to know more about them. That's good, you know, it's interesting. But again, I'm just glad that Doctor Who's still on air, to be truthful about it. It's been a very, very light news year, really, for Doctor Who generally. And we've got stuff like Class coming later in the year, which is, you know, tenuously Torchwood-esque sort of Doctor Who-ness. Yeah, so I just thought I'd say I wish her well, Pearl Mackey, and I don't really know anything about her. You know, she hasn't had that many TV roles or anything. It seems to be more stage stuff, so it should be interesting, you know, see where it all goes. So I'll be back next time with more crazy shenanigans about Doctor Who. Thanks very much for listening, and chat to us on Twitter at IanTodd82. Thanks for your time. Bye.
Mondas podcast. My best podcast.